Thank you very much, Jane. One or two sporting activities now. Pride of place goes to rugby star Ben Youngs from Norfolk, who's part of the English rugby team taking part in the Rugby World Cup in Japan. Then the sad news has been announced of the death of Norwich City Football Club legend Duncan Forbes. The evening news has carried many tributes to him. Still on the sport theme, we hear of a special park run and finally of the introduction of a new bowling game in a Norwich bowling alley.
The former local rugby clubs of Norfolk star Ben Youngs have shared their pride after his vital role in getting England into the World Cup final. Youngs, who used to play for Holt and North Walsham, is scrum half for England and Leicester Tigers and has been praised by those who helped on his journey to success against New Zealand last Saturday. Youngs from Aylsham played a key role as England defeated the reigning champions 19-7 in Yokohama, Japan. Youngs is set to play in the Rugby World Cup final on Saturday, November the 2nd, against South Africa. Paul Williams, the chair of Holt Rugby Football Club, said, "It was awesome watching Ben and England play at their best and beat the best team in the world. To watch Ben play so well and help England was brilliant to see. We are all very proud of him." The 30-year-old, who went to Gresham School in Holt, has 94 caps for England, making him the third most capped back in English history. His father, Nick Youngs, who was also a scrum half, never faced South Africa, but he was part of a team that beat New Zealand in November 1983. His brother, Tom, has also 28 caps for England.
Duncan Forbes, one of the most iconic figures in Norwich City's history, has died. He was 78 years old and had been receiving treatment for Alzheimer's disease since 2007. The Scot joined City from Colchester in September 1968 for £10,000 and went on to serve the club for a staggering 33 years. Forbes was named Player of the Season in 1970, captained City to the old second division title and promotion to the then top flight the first time in 1972. He was also skipper in the League Cup final defeats of 1973 and 1975. In all, he made 357 appearances for the Canaries, scoring 12 goals, but his links with the club remained after his playing days came to an end. He notched up a total of 33 years with the club, working with the commercial staff where he was in charge of Club Canary, organising trips to away matches. In 1988, he became Chief Scout, a post he held until his retirement in 2001. He was an inaugural member of the Norwich City Hall of Fame in 2002. Forbes also played for Great Yarmouth Town and was player coach with Distown at the end of his playing career. Forbes' popularity and his standing among City fans was never in question, and in March 2014, a home Premier League game against Stoke City was dedicated to raising funds for him. City donated all profits from a special match day programme to support his care, and the team warmed up in commemorative Forbes 5 T-shirts that were auctioned after the game.
Around 130 mums from the growing Run Mummy Run online community hit the ground running at the Sloughbottom Park Run Course in Norwich. The 5-kilometre circuit, which is a free event organised by Park Run, takes place every Saturday morning and is open to all. But for 1 week only had a special takeover from mums across Norfolk. The mums, whose spirits were not dampened by grey skies and cool temperatures, were supported and cheered from the sidelines by proud family members. Connie Vallis, who was a run director at the event and group ambassador for East of England Run Mummy Run, said it went really well. It was brilliant. The atmosphere was amazing and everyone was really excited. We nearly took over the whole run. We had quite a few cakes, biscuits, tea and coffee after the run to celebrate and to add back the calories burnt off running.
Hitting the barriers and taking selfies is all part of the fun in Hyper Bowling, a new interactive game which has launched at Hollywood Bowl in Norwich. In the game, which has been branded the new generation of bowling, players hit differently coloured sections of the barriers and, depending on which one the ball touches, multiplies your score by the number of pins you knock down. For those that hit a blue section, their score will be multiplied by 3, green by 2, and red means you don't earn any points even if you get a strike. Norwich is the first centre in the region to get the new Hyper Bowling game, and it is available in all the 26 lanes, alongside regular bowling too. And you can play 3, 6 or 9 levels.
More than 100 girl guides from across the region tested their skills in robotics, virtual reality, as well as 3D printing at Aviva. Representatives from organisations such as the Royal Navy, RAF Marham and BT hosted 20 different activities and interactive displays for Girl Guide members aged 10 to 18 to exercise their knowledge. Vicky Ollenbuttle, who volunteers for Girl Guiding Thetford and is a member of the county's STEM team, said girls still see these subjects as just for boys, and I wanted to give them a confidence boost and show the range of jobs on offer. It is important for them to discover how much fun it is to study and work in STEM. STEM stands for science, technology, engineering and mathematics. Lara Webster, aged 16, said, "When I went to my first school, the boys would always do sports and the girls would go off to acting classes. There are a lot of opportunities for women in science."